Yeah, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and my wife and I, Lindsay, we're going to have to make a decision soon, kind of a big financial thing. My car has 207,000 miles on it, and I'm proud of her, but eventually it's like becoming a money pit. We're like, okay, we're going to have to get like a used car of some sort.
Yeah, you're long overdue.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the car since I just got out of high school, and I'm all about, you know, driving that thing. We're trying to pay off all the student loans and college debt. You know, that's why it's like, we don't need a new car. We'll just ride this use one out, and I'm going to try to trade it in or something. So if you can recommend a place too, Joe and Alex, you'll hit us up on Twitter. I don't want to talk about actual car deals and stuff right now, but I'm wondering, this is a big decision, guys. Eventually, maybe we'll have kids in a couple of years.
Like, is it better to have a beater that's paid off or to get a newer car?
I definitely am leaning towards a beater like I kind of currently have, but I'm wondering, or at least a used one, not brand new, but like, Alex, seriously, be honest, don't be all judgy.
Okay.
What about a minivan? Because if I have
kids,
yeah. Could you see me in a minivan? How cool would I be in a minivan?
I could see you in a minivan. I want an SUV whenever I have kids one day.
That'd be pretty dope, too, to actually have like an SUV. I think that'd be pretty sweet. But I'm just wondering, 317-239-1009. We're getting ready for this next purchase. I don't want to spend more than probably $3,000 to $5,000 on it if I can, plus like what the trade-in value of my car.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I'm wondering,
what is the trade-in?
Yeah,
do you have a trade-in value? Is it like $200?
Well, when they say, you know, push towed or whatever. No, I think my car, it's an 06 Saturn Ion with like 207,000 miles on it. So I would assume that it's only worth like $500 or $1,000. It's not worth a lot. It looks decent. It's just an older car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they do those things, we're like, hey, we'll give you $3,000 towards your trade-in. I'm like, sign me up. So that's
right.
I'm waiting for those like commercials to come on, and then I'm going to go do that. What do you guys, what kind of car do you guys think I should get? Like, I'm thinking the minivan.
Well, but you guys are not having kids right now, so I think you need to go with something that's normal, that's going to last forever, like a Honda Civic. You like, you know, those are nice when they're new or newer. You know what I mean? Something like that is going to last forever. They're great cars.
You don't think he should step it up and get like a some sort of SUV or maybe a truck?
I don't know.
That,
I can't see you
that
in
stuff
a truck.
Sounds. Yeah. Oh, I'd love a truck. Are you kidding me? I'm a truck man.
I'd like you to get something that's good.
I would get truck nuts on there too.
So that you could get me if I'm ever scared to drive in the snow in the mornings.
All right, well, that's the suggestions they're kind of giving me. You know, like, and I appreciate it, especially coming from the guy that, surprised you didn't say Uber on there. Like, you should just get an Uber, Joe. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. All right, let's see. This looks like we've got on the phone. Is it Hadley?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to call in about your car. okay, first of all, I just wanted to let you know that I think it's kind of gross, actually, that you drive a used car, first of all. And second of all, the fact that it has that many miles on it, like, I'm appalled right now. Like, you seem like you have a decent job, but seriously, like, are you poor or something? I feel like your wife would be so embarrassed.
No,
drive that.
Wow, okay. Not exactly the advice I was looking for. No, I'm not poor. This job is actually the best job I've ever had in my career. It's just I'm trying to, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you heard it, I'm trying to pay off student loans, and I'm just, I don't know, I just don't like spending a lot of money on a car because it depreciates.
I'm sorry, Hadley, did you just say that you're poor if you drive a used car?
No, she didn't. Did you say that?
I mean, the way that you were describing it, yeah. I mean, look, from just listening, it sounds kind of like you're the person who, like, I don't know, would wear 4 shirts and, like, just wash them and then rewear them or whatever. It just all sounds kind of gross to me. I don't know.
What? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. Hadley, you're a bucket of turds. Like, you just sound like something very not nice that I'm not going to say on the air, but you sound like a really awful person. Like, did you just say that it would gross you out to know that, like, we re-wear the same clothes, that we wash them and wear them again? That's like every single American ever. What?
Yeah, what makes you so rich and so great?
There's germs all over. Like, I don't know. I just think it's gross, like, going into a place, you don't know where other people have been. The same thing with a car. You don't know where that's been and all. And then what? You're just going to bring your wife and kids maybe or whatever in there? I think it's disgusting.
So you don't wash your clothes. I want to go back to the clothes thing.
Yeah, hold
up. You don't
up.
Wash your clothes and rewear them or what? What is so hoity-toity about you?
No, I will wear something and then I'll just like something new.
You wear all of your clothes one time because it grosses you out to wash your clothes and rewear them.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Like,
okay, I'm looking.
I try to stay on top of it. I try to stay clean and all. So, you know, I'll wear my shirt and then I'll just go get a new one or something. Like, I don't see the big deal.
Well, what kind of job are you that you got that you're pulling down that kind of money? Like, what are you doing to not have to wear clothing again and all this stuff?
That's the first thing that you're wrong with. First of all, also, I think that having a job is, like, probably the biggest turnoff for me. No, you're laughing, but I'm serious. Like, I would not want to, like, subject myself to that boredom, and I wouldn't want to hang out with people who think that, you know, that's normal.
It is normal to have a job, Hadley. You are like the worst. You are actually the worst human being I've ever not had the pleasure of talking to, but just talked to in general. You're like the worst.
No. Okay, I don't appreciate you like yelling at me and all. Look, here's the thing. Wouldn't you so much rather like live your life, go out, do things like go to brunch, take vacations and stuff, than sit in an office or something somewhere?
Okay, but how are you getting income? How are you paying bills and having money to buy new shirts because you don't want to wash your clothes?
I'm a trust fund baby, so kiss my ass. I don't care. Like, sorry about it. That's not my problem, though.
Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish I was a trust fund baby. I don't think I'd be like a bitch like you are.
Joe,
but
how are you being nice to her? She is really insulting you, saying that you're poor because you drive a used car, that you're gross because you don't throw your clothes away after washing them or wearing them one time.
I feel a little insecure about my car sometimes, but that's because other people kind of judge. But I, come
but how
on.
How are you not lying into her?
I know for a fact that you're crazy, Hadley. Like, what you're saying isn't the norm, and you're in your own little fantasy island or world right now.
Well, you guys can, like, think that and, like, call me a bitch or whatever, but, like, I'm just saying what other people are thinking.
No,
you know?
No one else is thinking that, Hadley. Absolutely no one listening. All of our listeners, majority of them, probably do drive a used car, and they definitely wash their clothes and don't throw them away and get new ones. Sorry, but you're completely out of touch, you're rude, and I don't appreciate you talking to Joe that way, personally.
Yeah, Alex can talk to me that way, but you sure as hell
can. That's right. I can make fun of his car, but not you.
MYK.
Yeah.
Do these people all want to talk to her that are calling in? All
yes,
of
the phones are blowing up right now.
Hey, Hadley. Would you mind hanging on for a song?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay, I mean, not like you're doing anything else. hang on.